USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The number of Americans filing new claims for jobless benefits dropped to a 52-year low, while unemployment rolls continue to shrink, pointing to rapidly diminishing labor market slack that will keep boosting wage inflation. The strength in the job market will push the Federal Reserve to raise interest rates by another half percentage point at its next policy meeting in May. Initial claims for unemployment fell to 187,000, the lowest level since September 1969. The White House continues to press Congress to provide even more emergency funding that it says it needs to buy additional COVID-19 vaccines, treatments, and other critical pandemic tools. Without the funds, they say the U.S. faces major cutbacks in its COVID response, including a critical shortage of monoclonal antibody treatments and an insufficient supply of the fourth vaccine doses that may be needed for the general public. This is USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.